Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. This show will help you on your journey, especially when times are trying or demanding. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life. Now, here's your host, Natalie.
So let us just get started with today's show, Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. I am very excited about today's wild day, and we're already experiencing some wild stuff going on. And therefore, we really want to be sure that we can clear ourselves today. We want to clear and cleanse ourselves so we are ready for all the wild stuff that has occurred and is occurring during the show. A very simple practice that I'm asking you to do with me, because we want to get rid of any negativity, any kind of worry, any kind of fear that we may have consciously or subconsciously within us. So work with me as we will now take three very deep breaths in. Pull the first breath up all the way from the stomach area up to the throat and the chest area. Hold it there. And then release the breath out as hard as you can. Very good. Number two, another deep breath in. Pull it all the way up. Hold it. And release. And one more time. Pull it in. Hold it. And release. Very good. How's that feel? Good? A little less negativity, a little less anxiety. Excellent. Are you ready to go wild today? Well, in my house, we sure are. Baby, as you know, is with me. And I've got some great women on the show with me today. Because today, we are talking about wild. The way of the woman's wild, creative heart. What does that all mean? We will get to know that in a minute. I have three guests, and hopefully they're all with me, because we're dropping places all over the world today. We are connected all over the United States today. I have, hopefully, with me today, Lisa, Natasha, and Mary. Are you all there, ladies?
Yes.
That was one yes. Did I get another yes?
I'll say it three times. Okay, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, today's show is going to be, I think, very interesting, number one, because I have three wonderful people that I work with on the show, but also because of the program that we're going to talk about and also the different aspects of three ladies that are with me today. So, what I'd like to say is that I always start out with my sort of signature question, if you want. So who's ready for my signature question? Any volunteers?
Oh, I love your baby.
It's Natasha.
Okay. Now I've got lots of volunteers. So think about this. The question is, before we get into the topic for today, how well do you know yourself and how did you get there? Mary, you want to give it a shot?
Sure. All right. How did I come to know myself?
Yeah. How well do you know yourself, and how did you get there?
Oh gosh. Well, I think
this
I'm pretty sure. It's great. It's great. Well, I mean, I think I know myself better than I know anyone else, and I hope that's true for each of us. And how I got here was welcoming and actively engaging on a lifelong journey of self-discovery. Deepen my own self-knowledge to therefore enrichen my whole experience of being alive in this lifetime.
Now, what kind of journey was that? Was that easy or was that hard?
It's both and more. I mean, this. I've been to great heights of ecstasy, and I have groveled about at the bottom of the bottomless pit, you know, and that was a long time ago. But I've learned since to ride the waves of life's offerings in the full realm of emotion that happens, and to not take it all too seriously. I can ride through waves of grief, and I can laugh and laugh, and even when I'm hurting, I can laugh. Cause, you know,
I know you can laugh.
And I can cry, too. I just don't do that part publicly so much.
Oh, that's a great answer. And let's see, Natasha, would you be able to answer that question?
I can give it a shot.
Good for it. Okay.
That's a great question. I'm a continual work in progress. I'm like the unfinished painting. Every time that I think that it's right there and I've got all the colors where I want them to be, something changes for me and enhances my life. And I think that first started happening when I had my kids, because I was sort of, okay, yeah, here I am in life, and now I'm ready to have my little ones. And they teach me, they keep me very humble, because every time I think that I know something, I learn that I know nothing.
Yeah.
So I think that right now, today, I know myself a fair bit. I know how much I like to laugh and cry and play and be ridiculous and enjoy life. And tomorrow is going to be not a whole new me, essentially, because there's foundational things that stick. But I think that every day is an opportunity to learn something new about me. And I kind of dig that about life. And the moment that I don't feel that, it won't be good. But it keeps my creativity fresh. It keeps my interactions with people fresh. And it keeps me wondering. So I'm going to say that I know myself really well today. And tomorrow will be a new adventure.
Wow. Those are great answers, and I love that both of you are saying, you know, it's a journey, and it's not necessarily always easy, always fun, because I always like to stress to the listeners that we are all going through similar things. None of us is especially unique or special or anything like that, just because we may be able at this point in time to pursue our dreams a little more. So that's why I always ask that question in order to help the listeners as well. And I do want to talk in a minute about the amazing workshop that we all are collaborating on. And I'm hoping that once we do start talking about that, Lisa will be able to join us. So we are going to take a little break. Everybody, please stay tuned, and we will be right back with Lisa, Mary, and Natasha.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com. Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And welcome back. You are listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. And today, as I mentioned before, we are going wild in every sense of the word. You've already met Mary and Natasha, and now we are connected with Lisa as well. Lisa, how are you doing today?
Hey, Natalie, I'm doing well, and you?
Oh, we're good. We're just rocking away as we're speaking. Lisa, you are sort of the, let's say, the heart behind the wild woman's heart, for lack of a better terminology. I mentioned earlier that we all are collaborating on this amazing workshop idea called Wild, the Way of the Woman's Wild Creative Heart. And since you are sort of at the center of all of this, can you tell us a little bit more about this workshop and how you came up with the idea?
Well, I've had on my mind for a while about doing a collaboration, and the idea of the wild woman archetype has always been of interest to me. And, of course, the name of my business is Wild Creative Heart. And a lot of my friends and I are really resonating with the idea of wild woman. And I thought, you know, I don't know anybody that's doing anything really that revolves around that. And so putting the two together, the idea for a collaboration and the wild woman archetype, just was born.
Tell me a little bit more about the archetype, because I'm guessing that when some people hear wild women, they just want to go inside and hide.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really about your true self, self with a capital S, and it's about your authenticity, your intrinsic nature, and how you can peel away the conditioning of society. So, you know, there are certain things that society tells us we need to do or how we need to be, and the problem is about tearing all that away and just being ourselves in the beauty that we are. And it's about being brilliantly creative and being playful and joyful and being truly empowered and passionate for life and even sensual and enjoying our bodies and really being unapologetic for who we are.
That just sounds crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah, So if it's about all of that, I mean, you just gave us this huge list, and I think the things that stick out to me are, of course, knowing the self and the authenticity part. Would you say, I just have to get back to that question, would you say that you are at a point where you are truly authentic, knowing yourself fully and well, and that's how you can help create this workshop?
Well, I have a better knowing of who I am. like you guys talked about, I've had a little bit of that. It's always changing. It is a journey. It is always changing. And this is where I'm at now. And I can say that this is an expression of who I am now, creating this collaboration. Am I a total perfect wild woman? Do I have all those aspects of me? Well, I have room to grow. I mean, growing, changing. So although I can say I have stepped into my power more than this a year ago, and I can say that I'm maybe more playful and more joyful and more creative. There's no end to it. It's always a journey.
Great. And I love that, because, I mean, that's obviously how I see the world. Now, when you created this first idea, you started contacting some people that you thought would fit in. Were there any specific parameters? Because if I'm not mistaken, there are 11 teachers in this workshop now, correct?
Yes, there are.
11 wild and crazy women?
I had some people in mind. All the people in all the teachers are people that I know and I have connected with, either through classes or in other ways. They maybe were a teacher of mine, or I met them in sessions. And I put the question out to spirit is what I did, and then paid attention to who showed up in the next few days. I knew right away who I was going to ask, and others there was kind of a question. I had this whole list of women that were possibilities, and I realized that I couldn't ask every wild woman I knew for the first round. I have to leave some for another round. But so just paid attention and put out the message to, I think, 15, and then 10 of you responded, said yes. So.
Excellent. And, of course, there's two other than me who are with you in the collaboration here, Mary and Natasha. Tina was going to join us as well, but I do want to point out that Tina lives in Europe, so there was a lot of time rearrangement that we tried to do, but unfortunately she couldn't join us. But I want to point out that Tina from Inner Delight is definitely also part of the collaboration. Lisa, can you briefly just mention some of the other wonderful women that we are collaborating with in this workshop?
Yes, we have Nicole Margot Berta from Romania, who is talking about the feminine and our femininity. Lisa Bolander from creativitysoaring.com, who is speaking about finding a tribe, or teaching about finding a tribe and our individuality, and she's going to be using soul collage. Jane Cunningham from Story, who is going to work with us on seeing off the too good mother, which is an archetype of how we are taught to be overly nice rather than being real. And let's see, Haley Carla from Open Will Side, which is who's going to be teaching about our sensuality and being in our bodies. And her class name is Arousing Creative Succulents. Which,
yay!
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that. And then Lori Kirstein will be teaching about the empowerment secrets for the breakout wild woman. And she has a lot of experience with acting and singing. And she's going to use her techniques that she uses when she does that to help us become more empowered. And then Mary Nalini McNabb, which I think has been on your show before.
Yes, she has.
Absolutely. Wave, She's going to be teaching embodying the energies of the solar feminine, and is going to be bringing through Anne Moore Regan of the Celts and Sekhmet from the Egyptian and Kali of the Vedas.
Wow. So how all this fits together? I mean, I want to hear a little bit from Mary and Natasha as well and what they're teaching. But it's going to be interesting to hear how all of this fits together, because it's 11 individual, unique women all connected, number one, through you, and number two, of course, through the work that we're doing. And if possible, I want to hear more about how all of this fits energetically and in other ways, but we have to go to a little break. So if everybody can just stay with us, chat with Natalie, getting to know yourself with Lisa, Mary, and Natasha. We'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Would it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Hello, we are back on Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, a wild and creative day we're having today. We've talked a little bit about an amazing collaboration that Lisa Deacon has put together, and I promised just before the break that we'd hear a little bit more from Mary and Natasha on what they're going to offer and how they see possibly this wild creative heart of a woman's idea. Do we have Natasha back? Not yet. So, Mary, I'm going to go to you. Mary, we have talked before, and especially about laughter yoga a few months ago, but this is a completely different idea, I believe. So, what are you doing in the way of the Woman's Wild Creative Heart collaboration, and how do you feel about it?
Oh, well, I feel really great about it. I'm really excited, and I'm also really honored to be part of such an amazing group of women who are so wonderful and succulent and fun.
Succulent? Why? Did you just say succulent?
Yes. Well, there is one person who's teaching the course that's called the Wild Succulent Woman, so I had to sense
true.
Its juiciness. You know, it's going to be juicy. So that's how I'm feeling, and what I'm offering is not completely different from laughter, because there will be a lot of laughter as a part of the course that I'm offering.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of it, we're going to do some, my description says we're going to learn some cutting-edge laughter yoga techniques, and the goal with that piece of it is to help people to learn to really incorporate more levity into their lives.
Oh.
So there is that sense of lightness and playfulness that will be brought in as we go deep, which is really a nice nice way to go. And one thing I'm going to do in the beginning is really welcome people, and we're going to do what I call a dream seed meditation, and really help people identify what the creative wild woman spirit is to them. What is their own inner wild woman? So it's not something I'm going to scribe to anyone. It's to help hold the space in a really trusting, confidential space where people can embark on discovering that for themselves with my support and with other support of the women if they so choose.
So you're helping them continue on the journey that we talked about earlier, in a sense.
Indeed, and I'll be providing tools that are fun, and we'll be doing different exercises. There'll be a lot of what I call home play.
Mm-hmm.
So people will be doing things in between session that will really, really deepen their own self-knowledge. You started with that question about self-knowledge. So it'll be tapping into that self-knowledge and activating what's there. What's already there? How can we nurture those seeds that live in our hearts?
Mm-hmm.
What are those unlived dreams? And how can getting in touch with our wildness nurture and bring to life those things that live within us that we'd live happier, more fulfilled lives. So that gives you sort of a broad brushstroke.
Wow, that's a lot. And that's just in your class, so my head's already spinning.
Woohoo! Good.
But that
we'll
sounds
keep it light. And we'll culminate the class at the end with a liberation ceremony. Every woman will create her own liberation ceremonies that she will carry forward into her life. So she
can I love that.
Continue that journey.
I should have thought of that. That sounds wonderful. Okay, and of course, as a collaborator, I think I can sign up for your class. So that sounds wonderful.
Oh, I would be delighted. I would be so delighted, Natalie. And I think
we'll
I
have
sign
so
up
much
your
to laugh.
Indeed. And your baby's welcome.
What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said, and your baby girl is welcome, too. Both your inner child and your real little girl.
We have four children here then. Because we're living our inner child. Don't worry.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you know, and of course, she's part of everything. So if I sign up for your class, trust me, she'll be there with us, and you'll feel her energy.
Oh, beautiful. My philosophy is the more the merrier.
Absolutely. Now, I think we have Natasha back. Are you there, Natasha?
You bet I am.
Excellent. Mary just told us, as you heard, a little bit about the class that she is offering. And I had worked with Mary before. I have never had the pleasure of working with you, but I'm just thrilled. I'm like out-of-body experiences thrilled. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to offer in your part of this collaboration.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for that. That was awesome. It made me want to cartwheel around the room. let's see. When Lisa first introduced the idea of wild to me, she kind of had me at the word wild. I was just hooked. And I think it's because, well, it's kind of twofold. I think in our society, wild runs, walks a very, very, very thin line between cool and not cool. And I don't think it is either one. I think it is something for us to explore. It's almost like, you know, the word too. People are like, oh, she's too much. She's got too much going on, blah, blah, blah. I think wild sort of is in that area where it's this gray area and it's this land to be completely, it's untamed. And, you know, we can love wildflowers and we can love wild horses. And we can love wild land as long as it's given parameters. And I think for women, what happens is the word wild is attached and it's not always given the real positivity that it has because as women in society, we're told, well, you know, there's something wrong with you. Your hair is too long. You're too short. You're too fat. You're too this. You're too that.
Did you read my bio?
Like giving...
Hair's too wild. Skirt's too short. You just pinpointed it.
Mine is too long. I got to get it cut right now. But we're given all of these parameters instead of, you know, so it's like, oh, well, you can be wild up to a point. And I think what that causes is a disconnect between the mind, the body, and the soul, as though they're individual things, and they're not. They're all really one. And when they come together, it's just incredible. And so my focus in that class is going to be, in the beginning, really thinking about the female form as a landscape, that we're sort of connected again to the earth, because we are, and I think we live in a society that doesn't cherish that. But we are very connected, and I think when we connect with Earth, we connect with something very primal within ourselves, and in that primal place is a lot of fun and play and exploration. We're like the explorers that we are when we're kids, and it allows us to reconnect with the beauty of the feminine form, and take those words back, like sexy. Sexy is not, you know, the lingerie on TV and the perfume we spray on our body and the way we do our lashes. It's something so much more powerful and incredible within us. And that is what I want to connect with. I want to get back to that sexy, sensual, playful, amazing woman that you are on the inside. So essentially what we'll do is we create a book where we have a love letter to ourselves, to our most authentic wild woman, celebrating her. And then really a love letter out to the universe that will be everything from writing and throwing some paint around and getting some collage going to a whole bunch of other little fun treats. So in the end, we have a book to remind us all the time because it's really easy to forget how amazing wild woman can be. It's a book that every day can remind us, bring us back to this place of our most beautiful selves. Because when we shine inside, that's sexy and that's sensual and that's wild. And, oh, it just does amazing things for the world around you.
The passion that you bring forward when you're talking about this. It just shines through so much. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Can I take your course, Natasha?
Sorry?
I hope to take your course. Mary.
Is that? I'm taking yours? You take mine? We're going to have a great time. We're going to cut real neat chocolate, too.
Yay.
And I think it's fascinating that both of you are sort of talking about reconnecting with the inner core and, you know, writing letters, really approaching it, or the liberation ceremony, because I do absolutely agree, and I know Lisa does too. That's why she probably partially put this together as well. We don't honor ourselves enough, you know, and I think that's a really crucial part of the reconnection that both of you are pointing out, and that just resonates really, really deeply within from what both of you have said. Lisa, are you offering a class in all of this?
I am, and I love what you just said about how we don't honor ourselves enough. Thank you for mentioning that. That's so true.
So, what is your class? We have a little bit of time before we have to go to another break. So, in a nutshell version, what's your class going to be about, Lisa?
My class is called Primal Power, and along with the other with Mary and Natasha about going inside and finding those golden nuggets. Mine is connecting with the elements, with air, earth, water, fire, also the moon, and getting to know, deepening our knowledge of how our bodies and our lives, our emotions are connected with the elements and with the moon. And I think we all have kind of an intellectual knowledge of it.
Yeah.
But I want to take it deeper, and I want people to have a sense of it, a feeling sense of it. And also, we're going to have a mapping technique that will help you connect the dots, too.
Wow. So there it sounds like a lot of feeling, and I love that aspect, you know, from what you just said, Lisa, about really reconnecting with the elements, because, yes, I do think, for me, like connecting with the elements also means going outside, and I have the benefit of my office looking right outside at some beautiful trees. Earlier today, I was outside with my baby, and it's just so wonderful to just put your feet on the ground and just look at the wind, for example, and how it makes you feel and how it resonates with you. So, you know, that's what I'm getting from all of you, this really deep connection. And let me just say, I guess I would call it the sensual sensitivity of our emotions, which probably not a lot of people think of when they hear wild. So I think it's a kind of interesting contradiction in some ways, but it is absolutely, going back to what Lisa said initially, at least to me, something that is part of who we are authentically, and often we're just not allowed to show it. I hope that makes sense, what I just said, because I don't know where that came from.
That actually made a lot of sense, Natalie, and I think one of the key words you used in there was emotions, and I think that oftentimes we're told that our emotions are a bad thing, whether it's anger, happiness, whatever it is. We're told that we need to keep them within a certain range. Don't let them get too crazy. Don't let them get too wild. Don't let them get too out of hand. And when you can use your emotions and transform them into something positive when you're creating, it's a whole new experience. So I think what you just said, really, that resonated with me, just the idea of emotions and having sensitivity and maybe even appreciation for them in a new way.
Well, that's good. So I said something that made sense. In a wild
you rock.
Way. And that means we are just needing to go to a break. Everybody, be right back, please, for our final segment with the amazing Wild and Creative Women.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Would it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
And we are back with Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself, and some wild creative women of today. Before we talk a little bit more about the amazing workshop collaboration, The Way of the Woman's Wild and Creative Heart, I do want to ask my guests just to give you their direct information as well. Mary, I'm going to always start with you for some reason. Don't ask me why. So can you just let people know how they can contact you if they want a little bit more information, either about this collaboration or anything else that you do?
Sure. Thank you, Natalie. Thanks so much. I'll give you my website to everyone. It's Thrive and Shine. It's a spin on Rise and Shine. It's Thrive, as in thriving, Thrive, A-N-D, Shine, S-H-I-N-E.com. That's my website, and it's also my Facebook page, and I invite people to come and play on Thrive and Shine's Facebook page and like it, and the links to the Wild Creative Heart course is right there on both my website and the Thrive and Shine Facebook page.
Wonderful.
And Twitter.
Facebook. Natasha, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I do. I have one that's my own personal one, which is Natasha Riley. That's R-E-I-L-L-Y. But I also have a nacho page, and Creative Nachos is my thing.
I love that name.
So my website is Creative Nachos. It's all one word. You can also find me on Facebook, and feel free to come and cartwheel and share some chocolate. I'm always up for a good joke, a great story, so anything you want to share.
Excellent. And Lisa, collaborator par excellence, how can people reach you?
Thanks, Natalie. My website is wildcreativeheart.com, and I have a Facebook page with the same name, and like the others, I invite you to come and join my page and share a little bit about yourself. And I love quotes, so you can share some quotes, and we can have a good time.
All right. So everybody listening, you know how to get a hold of these three amazing ladies. When you go to any of their Facebook pages or their regular pages, or if you go to my page, which of course is healingisis.com. If you go to healingisis.com/workshops/wild, you will see a direct link to the amazing collaboration that we have just begun to share a little bit of information about. And of course, we can only share a little bit of information every time that we meet. What you will find in more detail, either on the ladies' pages or on the Facebook pages, is more information about the other collaborators, whether it's Tina or Mary Nolini or Jane. You can read up on it and see how amazing this lineup is. What you can also see is when registration begins and how much this is. Lisa, since you began all of this collaboration, why don't you tell people the price for these amazingly inspiring 11 classes?
Yes, I wanted to keep the price low and allow people to feel comfortable with signing up for just one of the classes and then being able to have the opportunity to check out all the other classes. So maybe there's just one class that people really resonate with. I wanted the price to be low enough to give them the opportunity to feel comfortable to actually sign up for this. So the price is only $49 for all 11 classes.
Can you say that again?
$49 for all 11 classes.
The reason why I asked you to say it again is because nowadays what I see is one class for $49. So I think, I just want to point out how cheap it is. And it is cheap, but knowing what I do and knowing what I know and having just talked with you and also, of course, collaborating with all of the other 10 amazing ladies on this, I want to point out that it is even cheaper than you think when you consider what it is providing to you. And I usually don't make such a big deal of things, but you have heard Mary tell you what her workshop is about. You have heard Natasha. You have heard Lisa. If you read it up more, you will see it's about reconnecting with the wild one inside of you, the authentic self. There's, in my opinion, nothing more important, which of course is why this show is called Getting to Know Yourself. But really, take a look at this. Whether you look at, again, the page that you find on my main page, which is just /workshops/wild, or whether you go on Facebook, we all have the links up. Take a look. The other thing that I want to just ask Lisa to explain is, how does it work? Is it a life class, or how does it work?
It's actually 11 self-paced online classes. So it's on a secure website that will be open for 4 months from March 26th through the end of July. And you can, once you're in, once you pay and are in the website, you can go to the classes, whichever ones you want to go to, in whatever order you want to go to them, and watch the videos. There'll be videos. There'll be PDFs. Some of the teachers may have some audios that are a part of the class. And you can go through as many classes as you want.
Yeah, and I think that's another amazing thing, because there is no limit. It's not you sign up now and you have 1 week to complete it. But it's really wide open, so you can feel your calling. You can start browsing around and then go to the classes that you want. We're almost out of time, and the ladies asked me just to mention briefly what I'm doing. So in about 20 seconds, I'm going to offer something that I call Let Your Inner Light and Love Shine. I'm calling it Harmony Conversions with Lady Kuan Yin and Inner Light Reiki. You are actually going to be attuned to Inner Light Reiki to shine even more brightly if you were to sign up for a class with me. That all said, it's been a wild and crazy day. I am so grateful to be connected with Mary, Lisa, and Natasha. today and in general. Ladies, I want to thank you for being here. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And thank you so much.
And I know that everybody who has heard you talk will be wanting to be in touch with you. I know that you all are going to answer your emails, your Facebook postings. So I think it's going to be a wild and crazy and enormously creative ride for all of us. Mm. Thank you, ladies. I am so looking forward to this collaboration really beginning because it's already been a pleasure. And I want to thank everybody who has tuned in. Because I know you're making time, and the time that you're making to listen and to take in this information is really giving to yourself. I hope that you understand that time flies because we're having fun. That means the show is about over, and I want to just remind you that we will be back on the air next Friday, Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. And next time I have another special treat for you when I have one of my friends who is a singer share her latest songs and music with us. So everybody have a wonderful weekend, have a great week, and we will see you next Friday.
You've been listening to Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself. Tune in each Friday at noon Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. Get ready to ignite more joy, peace, laughter, and harmony in your life every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book your session with Natalie. Continue the conversation with Natalie on her Facebook page, Facebook.com/NatIsis2012. That's NatIsis2012.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation. Transformation, transformation, talk radio.